We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Braves Country and our signal have the same reach. So, let's get to it.
Play ball!
This is your Braves Breakdown with Rick and John.
All right, we are in the Kia studios. Randy McMichael is in for John Michaels, and Grant's right. What a miserable weekend. I mean, you split. You got the win on Friday in kind of runaway fashion. Anibal Sanchez was terrific again. Acuna had the monster game in the leadoff spot, and you're feeling good. Here we go, baby. Second half's underway, and our guys are kicking butt again. Saturday, you get rained out. Newcomb gets moved from Saturday to tonight at Miami. And of course, yesterday was Fulton Evich, who had another rough start. And we end up losing the game 6-2. And the bullpen really failed it. Fulte did get us into the mid-innings, into the sixth inning to be exact, 5 2/3 innings. You bring Freeman in. He gives up a run. It's 4-2. And now you're feeling differently about the ball game. And then a couple other tack-on runs by the Washington Nationals. And away they go with a victory. It was a tough weekend for our Braves.
It was with the weather and the pitching. But, I mean, that first day with Acuna at the leading off and what he did, I mean, that has to throw a little bit more shine on it, I think. But, yeah, again, the bullpen, you bring in my man, Sad Sam Freeman, and he does what Sad Sam does.
Sad Sam?
Yeah, makes you sad.
That's where we're at right now?
Yeah, man. I've been there with him.
Me too.
Been there with him.
And John Michaels. We've done some stat work on him, and we could do it again. It's like literally an earned run per inning.
Yeah.
Going back like a month and a half. But it's brutal.
But yet he puts him back in. Nick keeps on. I mean, he keeps trusting him. He keeps trusting him, and they keep coming up short, man. It's getting frustrating.
Jury's familiar to the A's?
Send him to the A's?
No, I'm saying the Mets closer. Okay. Jury's, I hope I'm getting his first name right. Familia, I know his last name.
Okay.
Star closer for the Mets and troubled and oft injured, but talented, going to the A's.
Okay.
According to reports. Zach Britton of the Orioles, who are obviously holding a fire sale, terrific closer, left-handed, throws hard, one of the best closers in baseball.
Where's he going?
Apparently the Cubs have interest in him.
That's a frustrating thing.
Of course they would.
It's frustrating because last
frustrating.
It's frustrating because you see where this team is. And I'm tired of people saying they're a year too soon or whatever that is. Are the Braves and Liberty Media looking at that too? Saying we don't need to go spend money. We can just stay in pack and see if we can try to compete without having to go get somebody.
Well, they are having conversations. Okay. They're not inactive. They just haven't found a deal they want to do yet.
Yeah.
They've had conversations about Manny Machado.
Mm-hmm.
The price tag, I don't even need a report on this. The price tag obviously was too high for them, and they didn't want to give up a bounty for Manny Machado with the chance that he only plays for you for 2.5 months.
I got that
or
part.
2 months, actually.
I got that part. Are there any free agents out there with multiple years on their contracts that they can go get?
Yes.
What are they waiting on? I don't want to hear no more. I don't know if it was you. Somebody said this. I want guys that can play right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to go get...
Well, many of us have. Me, John Michaels, I know John Chuckery feels that way.
Sitting on a prospect when you can go get a guy that's ready to win now, why not?
You're a baseball fan, so am I. What is the percentage that you would say, and I'm not talking about just a prospect. I'm talking about a hotshot prospect.
Okay.
What's the percentage that hotshot prospect makes it big in the major leagues?
40%.
Thank you. So why not... Like, and again, I'm a Braves fans who hold on to these prospects like they're your children. I don't want to make you mad and run you away. But Austin Riley and Drew Waters and these guys, they're just Kyle Wright, Ian Anderson, Colby Allard, they're just names to me. And I could be being irresponsible about this. But if you pack, and I'm not saying you package all those top prospects up, but one or two here or there to get, as Randy said, and as I've said for months, guys who have baseball stats on the back of the baseball card that we've seen on extra innings. Stats that matter.
Yeah.
Minor league stats only matter when you start to connect the dots to what they do in the major leagues. Right now, to me, they're just stats.
I'm with you. I'm with you. And just like you said, we're not saying give them all away.
Not all.
Get somebody.
You don't need to give them all away.
But get somebody away. I mean, and I'll go back to what I said earlier. is Liberty Media looking at this like, hey, we're a year early. Look how good they're playing. Do we really need to go spend any money right now?
Well, people are still going to be coming out. The attendance is still going to be high. As constructed, they're going to be in the race for the National League East division title. They are. However, I just feel, what if Philly makes a move that puts them over the hump and they beat us to it?
We thought they did. You know what I mean, it started coming out that Philly was gaining ground on the Manny Machado thing.
And they were until the gangsters out in L.A. came in and they go, move aside, Philadelphia. We're the big boys here.
That guy,
Manny,
right there,
you're coming out
because
here.
Because they know Manny's going to resign with them.
No question.
They know Manny's going to resign with
now,
them.
Now, Philly felt like they had a good chance of re-signing Manny as well, and with the connections with the Orioles people that were with Manny from way back in the day with that organization, they felt good about holding Manny long-term as well. I feel a lot better about Manny being in Dodger blue, though.
Manny looks like he wants to be in L.A., right? Did you see that chain he was rocking at the All-Star game? Mm-hmm. Manny's an L.A. guy.
Mm-hmm. You see him chumming up with Matt Kemp?
Yeah, he's feeling it.
Did you see the home runs of Matt Kemp hit yesterday?
I did not.
Oh, my God.
But
majestic.
See what happens when you get back in shape, you lose the weight.
40 pounds!
Yes. And now he's looking like the old Dodgers Matt Kemp.
Now, he doesn't run anymore.
No, he can't run
no
like
steals,
that.
But he is wanding balls over the fence. He hit it. There was a high outside fastball, and he just one-armed that thing deep to left center field.
And I've always been a Matt Kemp fan. You know, even when I thought there was a good deal when the Braves brought him here, but he just wasn't himself because he was out of shape.
Okay, so let's move on here. We're both frustrated. Randy and I want moves, and we want them now because our bullpen is reeling. You know, Freeman and Winkler gave up a run yesterday. Luke Jackson gave up a run yesterday, and it's not going our way. And all these other teams are getting better. But let's move on to maybe a more pressing and immediate problem for our Braves, and it needs to stop immediately. The two pitchers that have us near the top of the National League East now stink.
Oh.
And I'm not saying that it's permanent, but they Fulton Evich and Newcomb stink right now.
Yes, they do.
Okay, here are the stats to back up that you know, Fulton Evich, 14 earned runs allowed in his last 18 and a third innings over three starts. 14 earned runs over 18 and a third in his last three starts. That's our all-star, Mike Fulton Evich. Sean Newcomb, who had his start moved from Sunday to tonight because of the weather, has allowed 13 earned runs over 12 innings pitched in his last three starts. So let's add it up. In the last six starts of Fulte and Newcomb, it's six starts, ladies and gentlemen, six. 27 earned runs over 30 and a third innings pitched. That's an ERA of like 8.60 or something like that. Come on, man. These guys have to start pitching better, or we're going to start sinking in the standings.
Yeah, because, I mean, we know Fulte's talented, but every time I go out there, every time he goes out, the first thing I say, you trust him today? That's what I say every time Fulte's going out there. Now, Newcomb, he was – I mean, we like, this might be the ace. This might be that guy that can be in the front of this rotation for years. Big, strong kid. Because before the season, Rick, I was on him. I was like, he's not mentally weak. He's so mentally weak because you went back to the previous year, and you saw once he gave us some hits, he was done. But then you saw – and talking to Grant, he found it. I think he said the slider started working for him. He got the third pitch and all that. Now he stinks again. To me, it looks like he's been figured out.
That could be the case. Yeah. To me, he's nibbling too much. Sean Newcomb is nibbling too much. He's not just trusting his stuff and
just
throwing it. No. And let him hit it. And because he throws 93, 94, 95. He's got a killer curveball. He's got great off-speed stuff. When he's on, he has the hitters off balance because he changes speeds and changes location. It'll be, you know, top of the box to the right, top of the box to the left, bottom of the box to the left. And I love the guy. I'm not giving up on him at all. That's not what this conversation is about. I just had to give you these stats because Fulton Evich and Newcomb, in their last three starts respectively, have been awful.
Yes, they've been awful. Once again, when Fulton's out there, I pose the question, what you think? Because, I mean, and I know he's still a young guy and all that, but still, it's time to grow up. If you're going to stay in this rotation, you can't be the weak link every time you go out there. You can't be that guy. And the Braves don't have that on their roster right now. They got him like, here, every fifth day, here. I know we got a chance of winning.
Well, and that speaks to the rumors about our Braves either talking with the Orioles or at least having interest in three Orioles players, according to a report.
Right.
And their pitchers, Dylan Bundy and Kevin Gausman, who are good young pitchers, not great, But to me, if you take them from the American League to the National League without the DH,
yes,
and there's less good hitters in the National League, that right there will be an improvement in their numbers and their productivity. But these guys are good prospects.
Are they better than what you got now?
Well, here's the thing. Who's our fifth starter right now?
Who is it?
Okay, so they would be an upgrade. And, you know, in terms of Gohara and Fried and Soroka's out, but
yes.
I mean, it'd be great in theory if you could bring up these guys from AAA and have them stick and click.
But they don't, Rick.
But it hasn't happened.
It's a revolving
door. So we're in
a
pennant race. So I'm ready to go get a guy. And I'm not promising you right now that Dylan Bundy and or Kevin Gausman would come here and have a 2.2 ERA. But to me, they are legitimate major league starting pitchers. And I think taking them from the – and they're still young, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And taking them from the AL to the NL, I think would be fantastic for them.
Are you saying this because you just want everybody – because we all want them to make a move? Like, are they – bona fide, they're going to help you win more games?
Well, here's the thing.
That's my thing.
I want Syndergaard, and God bless him, dealing
too.
With this hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Me too.
Oh, my God. It grosses me out.
Go get Madison Bumgarner.
Or DeGrom.
Or DeGrom. Somebody.
But one of those guys. That's what I want, Randy.
But the Mets are not going to trade. They're not going to trade those guys to the Braves, will they?
Why the hell not? They're tanking. What does it matter?
Then what are you willing to give? Are you willing to give up an Austin Riley?
I am. Me too. You can have Kyle Wright and Austin Riley, and we can build around it with some other prospects.
And
I'll give you two of my
bad boy prospects. You got a front-end starter.
Hmm?
You don't have a, like my man John Shepard said, you don't have a pitcher that starts on day one. You have an opening day starter.
We don't have an opening day starter.
Exactly. You got a pitcher that starts.
We don't have a game one starter.
No.
We don't have a game seven starter.
If they get into a point where they're going to have, say, that, for instance, they got to have one game left, they get in the wild card, who do you trust?
Right now, I want the ball in Fulton Nevich's hands.
Really?
I do.
Wow.
I think he's got the filthiest stuff on the staff. Now, am I betting money
that
he goes seven strong and gives up one run? No. But right now, he'd be the guy that I would say. And then another part of this rumor with the Orioles is Jonathan Scope,
who
last year was an all-star, had a brilliant year. Let me give you the stats. 32 homers, 105 RBI, and hit .293. Now, he does have a little bit of third base experience in his minor league career and in his major league career. And I would appreciate getting Jonathan Scope. He is a power hitting, third baseman / second baseman that I think would help. I'd rather have him than Bundy and Gausman.
Would you rather have him than Camargo?
Even though
he's struggling this year.
Yes.
Because you've seen it before.
I think if Scope came over here, he would trigger and be inspired and play his best ball.
Sweet.
He's on the worst team in baseball.
I mean, I know it's hard.
You know what I mean?
I've been there with teams. It's hard.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.